And this leads on to another technique, so to speak. The Buddhist technique par excellence for this practice is metta bhavana, of course. Metta bhavana is like a laboratory of awareness in which we can start noticing these blocks, start noticing the missing bits of the mirror, start noticing the distorting bits of the mirror. So practically speaking, in metta practice, I encourage you not to be doing so much that you don't notice your reactions. Especially at the beginning of each stage, I recommend quite a lot of time just to be receptive, just to bring the person to mind as fully as possible, and just sort of come into relationship with them and just notice what's going on. Be curious. Is there anything in the way here? Just try and get a feel for them. And is there some view of them? How am I feeling with this person? Is there something in the way here? And in the fifth stage, something I occasionally like to do with the universalizing, when we're spreading out. You know, normally, well, I was taught it to do it geographically, spread out geographically. Sometimes what I like to do is find different ways of spreading out. So like different stages of, say, everyone who's really very poor, people really suffering through extreme poverty, one stage, and then people who are poor but, you know, just about getting along, and people who are, you know, reasonably well off, and then people who are filthy rich, and see, you know, where does the metta flow easily, where does it not flow easily, or children, and then young women, young men, middle-aged women, middle-aged men, old women, old men. Let's see if there's any blocks, any areas where it's very free. So the metta bhavana and awareness generally in our life, we can bring this semi-conscious operation of disliking, judging, liking, and allowing transformation to take its place. So I'll tell you a little experience of a karuna appeal. I imagine most of you know about karuna appeals. They are a very strong practice where you go door knocking as part of a community for 6 weeks, raising funds for the Karuna Appeal, for the Karuna Trust. And it's a very strong experience. I think most people find it a strong experience. And on the first appeal I did, I was sharing a room with someone, and we sort of didn't quite hit it off. We didn't really get on very well. You know, we were polite and all that. And I noticed that whenever I came in the room, he wouldn't make eye contact with me. And I started doing the smiley thing just to try and get eye contact and all that. And after a while, he gave me this very strong feedback. It was a bit over the top, actually, but anyway. Very strong feedback. about how he experienced my hatred. And I thought, uh-oh, I've been rumbled here. I thought I'd been covering it over with my nice little smile. But actually, I was getting quite irritated and annoyed with him. And he just said, look, I don't want anything to do with it. Thank you very much. And I sort of found myself in this complete crucible where here I was sharing room with this guy. I had quite a few weeks to go. He didn't want anything to do with me. Thank you very much. I was feeling all this anger and ill will. And what was I going to do? And I was sitting with this in extreme discomfort for a few days. And then something happened. I don't know what happened. I can't tell you. But I knew it had happened when one morning I was sitting in the kitchen and there's a guy doing the washing up. Now, the washing up, you know what washing up's like. I'm the only person in the world who knows how to wash up. Okay, and the same is probably true for you. I know how to wash up without too many suds, you know, just enough suds, and, you know, rinse it all off properly, and, you know, not use too much hot water, energy efficiency and all that stuff. And he was standing there with this hot water pouring away, suds up like this, and he's sort of throwing the crockery and plates in and, you know, sort of give me a quick squidge. And I sort of looked at this and I realised, actually, I'm not annoyed. And when I realised that I wasn't annoyed, all this love came up. And I thought, this is the perfect expression of him. This fantastically exuberant, over-the-top way of washing up with suds and hot water and noise. And it's just the perfect expression of this fantastically exuberant person. And something changed from then. It's hard to say what, but it was a very significant moment for me. In fact, I think that appeal was the most transformative experience I've had in terms of working on hatred and harshness.